Got our next guest is Melanie Lane and Greg Lorenzutti from the they're doing a show at the Arts House called Night Dance, and I think Melanie, you're a choreographer,
yes, sir.
And Greg, you're a dancer and photographer.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
So now let's just start with you, Greg, if we can.
Yep.
Now we just want to know a little bit about we want to delve a little bit into where you started with your love for dance and arts.
Well, that was a while ago.
Well, let's go back. We got a bit of time, so just tell us a little bit about how that all happened.
Well, I started dancing, you know, as normally as a teenager, you know, going to dance schools and start training, but not thinking as a professional career.
No. Where was that?
It was in Brazil.
Right, okay.
Yeah, in Rio de Janeiro.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born in Brazil.
Right, yeah, well, I can pick up the accent.
Oh, cool.
What was it hard to get into dance in a country like that, or was it because, well, you know, being Latin, where you think everyone dances, so...
Kind of. But there is a lot of Brazilian society is quite complex, you know, as you know, any Latin American society. But I think I've been quite lucky because I was born in a very arty family. So when I came, say like, well, I want to be an artist, and my grandfather, my father, it was just like, and my mom was just like, okay, one more. And but you know, nevertheless, it's quite, you know, tough for to be an artist in Latin America, as you can imagine, you know, for many reasons.
Yep. And so what kept you, you know, going, you know, like following your dream? What was it?
I have great people around me.
Right.
I have incredible people supporting my career, like choreographers and other dancers with more experience that actually was really supporting my career in the early years. And that actually kept me going, just give you more courage. And you feel like, oh, I think I can do it. I can be a professional. I can make a living off dance. And yeah, so I'm really grateful to have those people.
So how did you end up here in Australia?
Oh, that's a $1 million question. Well, I moved to Australia 5 years ago. And I was actually, I think I was after like more things in my life, and adventure and discovering new things, just being curious by nature. And Australia came out as a incredible place to be and see what's happening in Australia in the arts industry. So 2012 I moved here.
And how did you know that? What made you be aware of Australia as the place to be?
I did a lot of research about what's been done in Australia in terms of dance and photography, especially related to photography, art documentation. And I found there was actually a quite interesting hub of artists, especially in Melbourne. That was actually my first clear decision, thinking which city would I move to in Australia. I thought that's Melbourne, you know, no doubt. Mm. And I found there was, so I started actually emailing people randomly, go on social media and checking their websites and just oh, there's this choreographer here, I'm just going to email and send an email. And just honestly, just wanted to reply to me. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a go and see how it's going to happen.
That's amazing.
So had you been to Melbourne before?
Never, Greg, been to Australia. So, I've worked in other countries, but never in Australia.
And so and you almost said it was automatically going to be Melbourne. Was that because you knew about the art scene here?
Yeah.
I did
a bit of research to see in Brazil, when you think about Australia, you think about Sydney.
Mm.
When you think about Brazil, you think about Rio.
Yep.
It's just like the postcard, you know, of the country. But then Melbourne came out immediately in my researches as a city where, you know, the art ecology was quite strong. And then I found, actually it's not Sydney where I should go, maybe. I think I'm going to have a go in Melbourne.
Mm.
And I came here and I immediately fell in love with the city.
Which
and
you
I,
know.
I know. And I try. I moved to Sydney to live for a couple of months for a contract. And I was dying to come back.
Right.
And I love Sydney. Yeah. Please, Sydney people, understand me well. I love Sydney. It's incredible. I feel like in Rio when I'm in Sydney because of the beach culture, the weather.
Yeah, of course.
But there's something in Melbourne that it really...
Now, tell us about your photography.
Well, I start... photography for me is something that came almost like in combination with my dance practice. So today when people ask me, are you a photographer, are you a dancer? I say I think I'm somewhere in between. And I think my work as a dancer is influenced by my work as a photographer and vice versa. Both, you know, disciplines are actually like in a constant conversation. But in Melbourne, my work is mostly known as a photography documentation, you know, especially for dance, theatre.
Right. And any path you're taking there, or is it just you'll see a show and you think, I want to document this, the rehearsals right up to the performance?
That was actually in the beginning, like when I moved here, so I start making few contacts with people and say, like, I'm interested in photograph your work and see how we go. But now it's just the other way around. I have choreographers and institutions like Arts House, you know, just presenting night dances, the work we do with Mel. They like come to me and ask me to photograph what they've been presented.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us, we're going to get on to Mel now, but tell us, how did you two meet?
Well, that Mel, I don't know, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, like, well, we kind of belong to the same circle of artists and friends, I guess, and Gregory did photograph my work. When was that? That was
first one was Peace for Small Spaces.
Yeah, Pieces for Small Spaces.
And Remake.
And then Remake, which was a Chunky Move work. So we met kind of more closely through that, I think.
And Jadeja Topa.
And Asia Topa as well.
Festival. Oh, wow.
So we had quite a few.
All right. So, Mel, give us your background.
Okay, so I grew up in Canberra. Went and studied at WAPA, dance and performing arts.
And what was that like?
That was great. That was some of my best years, I think.
Because like from a Western Australian company, and Neil's from Perth.
Oh, right, yeah.
So many people that come through this show.
Yeah.
That's where they
studied.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it's a great place. To learn, basically. They've got great faculty and teachers at that time, and still is there, is Nanette Hassel, who's the director of dance, who was just brilliant. So she really encouraged accessibility to so many different kind of forms of dance and how to work with it. So, yeah, I had some of my best times there, I think. And Perth is such a beautiful city as well, you know, there's something kind of really magical about it. It's just the isolation a little bit that can sometimes be difficult.
Oh, yeah.
But
what do you think you're sitting here?
Yeah,
exactly. But I also heard, read an interview or I heard something about somebody who went to WAPA and said that was one of the... they found that a bit of a plus, the fact that there wasn't much going on. It meant that they could concentrate on their art
a little bit
more and stay in the sort of the group that they sort of work with.
So absolutely.
Did you find that a little bit as well?
Yeah, I think what's interesting about it is you don't have all of those influences from the East Coast, you know, so you really kind of... start to create your own voice in a very pure way because you don't have those influences. So I think in some ways, yeah, it's quite a great kind of platform to be in.
But why dance? Why the love of dance?
Well, I guess I had a bit of a traditional entry into dance by, you know, starting at a very young age in ballet, I suppose, and then realising in my teens that I didn't have the right body to be a ballet dancer. I guess I kind of really wanted to pursue it but find other ways that I could do that. So contemporary dance is definitely kind of the direction I decided to go.
And for those that don't know, and I'm not 100% sure of what the answer is, what do you mean by that, about the right body?
Yeah, well... I guess ballet, a lot of people are born with the genetics to have the possibility or the facility to be a ballet dancer. It's like it's such an athletic form of dance, I guess. And Gregory, you did a bit of ballet, didn't you?
Yeah, training.
Yeah, so it's a very specific training and just basically if you don't have the anatomy, it can be really difficult to achieve in some way.
Said being very athletic. I thought that I think that contemporary dance would be more
absolutely
athletic.
also in a different way. It really comes down, I think, to things like, you know, really specific things like bone structure and the kind of the way the muscles develop and fast twitch, slow twitch muscles, like really specific things like that. So they're really kind of subtle differences, but I think it's just the nature of that that form.
So, Melanie, did you then drift into that, you know, do you then find that your body is a certain sort of way, so this is the way that you would normally aim towards, or, you know, or did you just find that you went into contemporary dance, that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think I just really connected with contemporary dance because there was just so many more possibilities of what contemporary dance can be, and I was really excited about that. So, I just kind of became really obsessed with it in a way, yeah.
So after you left Perth, what opened for you? Because it must be a crazy world.
Yeah, it was tough to stay in Australia. I think I spent about a year trying to find some work. And this is back in the 90s, by the way. Trying to find some work. That was difficult. So I left and moved to Europe and I lived there for 15 years. Based in Berlin mainly, and I still go back and forth, so I still have an apartment over there. So, I spent kind of most of my career actually in Germany. Yeah.
And what drew you back here? And you stopped being a dancer, or do you still dance?
I still perform and choreograph. I came back mainly for family reasons. As you know, a lot of people need to come back to the family at some point. So I started to come back about 5 years ago to try to reconnect and find my place in the Australian contemporary dance landscape, which is, you know, quite difficult when you haven't been around for such a long time. It's kind of restarting again and creating these new relationships and networks. So now from about last year, I'm pretty much more permanently here and only a few months a year in Europe. Yeah.
So what does Arts House mean to you guys? You know, like it's such a powerful institution here in Melbourne, isn't it?
It really is. I think the artistic director, Angharad Wynne Jones, has just done an incredible job in inviting really interesting and important projects that are both kind of socially and politically minded in a way. So I think it's, a very important platform for contemporary arts, definitely. And she'll be leaving soon, which is really sad. Yeah. But I think, she's established such an excellent place for contemporary theatre.
We'll be back to find out about this show that you're doing together. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine.
You're here on Joy 94.9, and we're talking to Melanie and Greg from Art House. The show's at Art House at the moment. Now, we were talking to Melanie before about your living in Berlin, moving back here.
Yeah.
Sorry, can I just ask you, before we move on to the next thing, I just want to ask about Berlin.
Yeah.
Why Berlin? Was there... Did you have more access to shows there, or was it just that it was very central in Europe to get around?
Yeah, a bit of both, I guess. I didn't start in Berlin. I started in a smaller city called Osnabrück, where I worked at the State Theatre for a couple of years, and then decided I want to go freelance. So Berlin is just a great kind of hub to be based in, to be able to travel around the rest of Europe and afford it, afford the living. And I mean, yeah, it's kind of, everybody knows about that. It's not a myth, but... It's becoming a myth because it's getting more and more expensive. But
I suppose the only reason I ask is I know that over the various interviews we've done with dancers before, we've had quite a few who were actually based in either Berlin or somewhere in Germany. Yeah.
So. And it's often the case of Berlin, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's interesting. Mm. Yeah. They do have similarities, I have to say. Yeah. They feel a little bit like sister cities.
Yeah. Now, tell us about Night Dance.
Yes, so Night Dance is a work for three performers and a few guest artists. And I was really interested in looking at night spaces, so basically club environments, and how we kind of shift into the night and what happens both physically and socially. So we started the project a year ago, and part of the research was really to engage not only in those spaces, so go out there and kind of experience what that consumption of entertainment or clubbing means, but also engage with the performers that perform in those spaces. So we invited some guests from exotic dance, both male and female, from kind of burlesque, cabaret, and also there's this practice called roving, so people that rove through clubs in these beautiful kind of fantasy outfits. Yeah, so part of the research was to engage with them, and they gave us workshops and taught us their tools and techniques. And then out of that, we created a work that tries to encompass those spaces in the theatre, basically, yeah. We collaborate with a light designer called Ben Bosco Shaw, who's created a beautiful light installation, and a composer called Clark, who's on Warp Records from the UK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a great label.
That's a great label, yeah. So, yeah, we're very lucky. A really amazing group of collaborators and beautiful performers as well.
Right. Yeah. So, Greg, what's it like? You know, like at, you're doing some disco dancing, are you? In this,
I must say, I do a lot
Saturday
of
Saturday Night Fever.
If you watch a warm up, you're going to laugh because
he's got a lot of Latino flavour. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
right.
Can't deny it. It's in the blood.
So what can people expect? Night dance. And if you're sort of been researching by going to clubs and whatever, what is the look? What is the feel that me as an audience will get?
Well, I think as contemporary dance, or try to do most of the times, is how can you approach something that, for instance, like clubbing or nightlife, and then transform that into something else through contemporary dance and through movement. And so I think what's been happening in this project is actually potentially maybe an abstraction from a very particular experience with most of us we had in our lives. You know, everyone probably went out or go out. And so we have that sort of memory in our bodies and brains. So, and then how as contemporary makers, we can take that experience and turn it into something that is going to trigger some sort of curiosity and, maybe amusement.
So, Melanie, what do you want the audience to walk away from this? You know, what's the experience that you want them to see?
I think they're going to go on a very unpredictable and unknown journey. They're going to go on a trip, I hope. So we've really tried. I mean, one of the things that was really interesting about researching about these spaces is that there is, or there can be, this transformative experience, or this invitation to have these temporary identities in those spaces as well. So we were really kind of interested in opening a door into that world to see how we can kind of transform an audience's experience through these kind of spaces. And we kind of visit different spaces through the work. So, in an abstract way, we enter a place like a techno club and a kind of cabaret jazz club and exotic club as well. So we wanted to kind of carry the audience through those spaces. And then also there's a future club, I would say, as well, that is part of that experience. So, yeah, we really want to take the audience on a journey, I guess, and hopefully transform their experience of what night spaces encompass.
So therefore, over the period of the show, you actually see and it's pretty obvious what sort of club that you're in at that moment.
I would say so, although it is abstracted, but I think it will definitely be relatable. We also have a guest artist. The actual performers we collaborated with will make some cameo appearances. So we will see a male exotic dancer, we'll see a singer, and we'll see a rover. So we try to inject that into the work as well, to be able to bring those performers to a contemporary dance audience as well.
Brilliant. It's called Night Dance. It's at Arts House in North Melbourne, of course, from the 24th to the 27th of August, which isn't a very long season.
No.
But get in there and make sure you get in early, because tickets sell out really well. Before we go, Greg, Melanie mentioned, I think it was off air, and I thought, hold on, you didn't mention that when we were talking about your background, about being a photographer, that you are involved in the arts festival that's coming up.
So we after Night Dance, now we're opening next week.
Yep.
And then we finish the season, then I get into a new project for Melbourne Festival. with Philip Adams' Bala Lab.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
He's amazing.
So, yeah we'll be back here probably talking about that soon.
He's a very good friend of the show. Yes, and what an extraordinary man he is, isn't he? You
know, he's amazing.
And what he's done for contemporary dance in this city is incredible. And now he's own space as well. Yeah. Fantastic. So what are you doing with him? Are you dancing with him or are you photographing?
Both. Actually, kind of like a first time I'm being able to dance in a project, but also I made the hero image for the work, the Melbourne Festival, commission. So since you're going to see this image like popping out across the city very soon. It's already been out there.
Is it the girl in a cow?
The lasso. That photo is mine,
Oh, that's Photoshop? Brilliant photo. Love it a lot. Okay, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And just one more plug for it. It's called Night Dance at Arts House in North Melbourne, 24th to 27th of August. Get out there and check it out. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.